This is WBUR. Good morning, I'm Bob Oakes. This morning, we go to Oak Square in the Alston-Brighton neighborhood of Boston as we continue our series, Boston Mayoral Race, Square by Square. If you look at a map, the neighborhood seems barely attached to the rest of the city. In fact, it was originally part of Watertown when the Massachusetts Bay Colony was settled in 1630. It was finally annexed to Boston in 1873. Today, Alston-Brighton is better known as College Town for the throngs of students who live and party in the area, as well as for the large new developments planned by businesses and surrounding universities. But there are also generations of families trying to hold on to their neighborhood. WBUR's Dolores Handy reports from Oak Square.
Wow. The church is back on Oak Square, and what a glorious day it is.
It's a quiet fall evening. The sun has just set as Monsignor James Maroney, rector of St. John's Seminary, greets a crowd of several hundred gathered just outside Oak Square in Brighton. A ribbon-cutting ceremony marks a milestone in a community's effort at preservation, reclaiming a landmark thanks to residents like Anne LaRossi.
In 1999, our community was informed that a developer wanted to build a high-rise building to go 10 stories right up over our beloved church. But this community was going to do whatever it took to stop this development.
Neighbors and parishioners came together to celebrate the restoration of Our Lady of the Presentation Church as a lecture hall and library for St. John's Seminary. Monsignor Maroney paid tribute to Boston Mayor Tom Menino.
I remember when I brought this project to you, Mr. Mayor, and you looked at me and just had one thing to say. You said, Monsignor, whatever I can do. And you have been a man of your word.
Just 1 week later, on the other side of Brighton.
Thank you all for coming. It's going to be an exciting time going forward. A lot to see on the Mass Pike as you drive in and out. Thank you.
New Balance, the athletic footwear and clothing company, began construction of its new world headquarters in a development called Boston Landing, rising alongside the Mass Pike. In an area once home to stockyards and slaughterhouses, the 14-acre site will include office and retail space, a hotel, a sports complex, open spaces for community use, and a new stop on the commuter rail line. New Balance is paying for construction of the station and will pay for the first 10 years of its operation. Alston resident Ned Anella and his wife Paula attended the groundbreaking for the New Balance project. Ned, who turns 70 this month, has lived in the same Alston house his entire life.
The neighborhood was great when I grew up here. This area is really not what you would call residential anymore, you know? It's more industrial than it's residential.
Only four houses are left on the block now. As in large swaths of Alston, the few neighbors they have are transients.
You got all these college students coming in and out of here. Loads of them.
Which is fine. They don't
yeah,
bother
they don't
anybody.
Bother. These,
no.
They don't bother anybody.
But for some Alston residents, it's all about the students. Four generations of the Dunn family have lived in the same house on Pratt Street.
It's where the parties are. So on Friday and Saturday, there are hordes of kids just walking through the neighborhood that creates so much noise.
Rochelle Dunn wants the next mayor to put pressure on colleges that house students in the area.
Some of these kids, they're drinking so much. We've already had problems in this neighborhood with things like that. Somebody else is going to die. And it doesn't have to be that way.
Don is referring to Boston's first homicide of 2013, a stabbing that took place just four houses away from hers. The victim was a student at the New England Art Institute. Saturday night, the corner of Commonwealth and Harvard Avenues. The energy is that of a mini Times Square. Heavy foot traffic, a steady flow of cars, streets so jammed, bicyclists push rather than ride their bikes through the area. Green Line streetcars, some standing room only, zipping between Boston University and Boston College. Occasionally, an EMS truck responding to an emergency call, a drug overdose. That happens often enough that State Representative Mike Moran calls it a public safety issue.
Use of OxyContin and heroin has taken a lot of young kids away from us too early. So public safety in our community is different. We certainly don't have the gun violence that is in other parts of the city.
Moran, a lifelong resident, says his district is one of contrasting neighborhoods. There's the nomadic vibrancy of the Austin Village area.
It's always been a different neighborhood, a younger neighborhood, eclectic neighborhood. I always make the joke that Harvard Ave was grunge and liberal before Cambridge and JP knew what that meant. And it still remains that way. You can find anything down on Harvard Ave, any nation, any nationality, any food you'd like to find.
There are also neighborhoods rich in architecture, rivaling some of the most storied sections of Boston, and increasingly threatened by development, says longtime resident Paul Berkeley.
Whether it's Harvard on the north side, small developers that buy oversized lots and try to tear down historic homes or homes that have been in the neighborhood since the 1800s and put up blockhouses with four or six apartments instead of two.
Institutional expansion by neighboring colleges, Harvard, Boston University, Boston College, has brought some new housing, but has also brought more students to the area. Representative Kevin Honan chairs the housing committee in the state legislature.
One of our concerns is obviously having the colleges build more housing on campus to free up the housing stock in the neighborhood for families. But there are certain sections of the neighborhood that are pretty much gone.
Education is also high on the list of priorities for families in the district. The Austin-Brighton area has some of the most sought-after public schools in the city, but chances of neighborhood residents getting into the Mary Lyon or other high-performing public schools there have been slim. That's because under the current student assignment system, they are competing with students from across the city. Boston's new home-based student assignment plan, which goes into effect next fall, is expected to change that. In the meantime, if you get lucky, you might win the lottery for a seat at the Conservatory Lab Charter School off Market Street. Serving students from pre-K through grade 7, it's a school with a proven track record. Diana Lamb is head of school.
Every single student gets music instruction. We have discovered that since we started implementing El Sistema, which is the Venezuelan music program, as well as project-based learning, our test scores have increased dramatically.
Over the last 20 years, Austin-Brighton has drawn a more diverse population, especially from Russia, Asia, and Latin America. Aloisa Gavao, co-founder and executive director of the Brazilian Women's Group, says the area has been especially popular for Brazilian immigrants, but she says there are growing concerns.
Safety was a big issue, and street light, they say it's very, very dark in certain parts of Austin-Brighton. There are many break-ins in houses and cars stolen. A lot of Brazilians, they're very scared of the police. They wouldn't go to the police, but they like the area.
What they don't like is the high rent. The lack of affordable housing has families doubling up. For many, home ownership is almost impossible. Residents throughout the district say the next mayor has to prioritize affordable housing in any new development proposal. As part of its newly scaled-back master plan, Harvard's been pushed, along with other developers, to include more open space for the area, supporting family-friendly neighborhoods.
It's, you know, a lot of steps in the right direction for Brighton.
Annabella Gomes, head of the Brighton-Austin Improvement Association, bought her first home here 10 years ago.
It's been a lot of changes, a lot of institutional expansion, a lot of development, especially in the last couple of years. We really have had a lot of boom here. We need to be careful that we're not overbuilding and that we, you know, make sure we have the infrastructure for it.
Gomes feels Mayor Menino has struck the right balance. She expects no less from the next mayor. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Dolores Handy.
Next week in our series, Boston Mayoral Race, Square by Square, we go to Downtown Crossing. To see and hear all the reports in our coverage of the mayor's race, go to our website, WBUR.org.